Welcome to the Gonzo Moe Newsroom. I, as usual, almost forgot the name of the show. I'm JP, and I promise I only kind of know what I'm doing. I'm joined by Vinny, who has warm milk. How are you doing?
I am good, and I look forward to having delicious, delicious homemade yogurt in 8 hours or so.
I'm also joined by Kyle, who does not have warm milk.
No, I'm not as cultured as Vinny over there.
Oh my god.
That's apologies to everybody.
I don't have a whole lot of pre-show banter, so I'm just going to remind everybody that you can find more episodes on Spotify. You can find more episodes on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts. If you go to our website, gonzo.moe, you can find everything, because I think the podcatchers only carry the latest 50 feed items. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handles are in the show notes, which can be found at the website and probably in the pod directory notes if I update them. And you can also leave a voicemail at 716-46-MOE-43. That's 716-466-6343. Let's do some news.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
This week is pretty interesting. There's not a lot of, like... So there's one gigantic story, and then a lot of mini stories.
But I think that one story could fill the hour.
It could, which is good, because there was not really a whole lot of newsworthy stuff going on other than that. I thought that was very interesting, because Crunchyroll Expo is happening right now. And apparently that is not as big of a con as they wish it was, because we've not gotten any major announcements out of it. Except the, I don't know if that one happened, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, that also kind of makes sense, though, because between Otakon and AX, kind of burn through all your new license announcements, really. Especially with AX being right at the start of summer season.
You know, Crunchyroll Expo existing kind of just makes me more uncomfortable the longer it goes. In the beginning, it was like, oh, lol, Crunchyroll has a con. Now it's like, oh, God, they're the biggest name in town, and they want to be like the Amazon of anime, and that's terrifying to me.
Until inevitably Amazon buys them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I feel like that's not a joke, honestly. I could see that happening if Sony pivots or something.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, no more anime, because
Amazon's been burned too much in the anime sphere. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, Disney's going to do it. Woof.
Ah!
So our first piece of news is there's an original anime film called Spaceman X that is coming out or has been revealed. When I first saw this, I thought, is this like a remake of an older series? I don't think it is, but it sure sounds like it could have been a show from the 60s.
Character designs are very, they have this like slack-eyed look to them, which is, they look like bad 3D models, but I don't think this is a 3D series.
This isn't a trailer, this is just a picture. It does have kind of a 2.5D look. It reminds me of High Score Girl, which was technically CG, but it was so subtle that you could only tell some of the time. Which I guess I'm okay with, because I normally don't like those types of shows, and I really liked High Score Girl. There was only a few times where it was like so bad that it took me out of the moment.
Sure. But
this is, so we've talked about this director in the past. They had a series of shorts released by High Dive, and they have since changed their name. Their name is Maki Ito. This looks like an interesting project, and I think it's really cool that they could go from doing a series of shorts to what I assume is a feature-length film, so good for them. Moving on, speaking of Crunchyroll, we've got a lot of Crunchyroll dub announcements. Remake Our Life has an English dub announced, and that started airing on Wednesday. Laid Back Camp also has an English dub, and that came out on Tuesday, it looks like. I'm assuming that's also Crunchyroll. Yes. And The Deer King. We've been talking about The Deer King a lot, so much that I feel like this has already been announced. I don't know if I'm losing my mind, but it is getting a North American release this October. That will be digital on the 4th, followed by a Blu-ray DVD combo pack. I know Kyle loves those, on October 18th. You remember Psycho Pass?
Yeah, I do. I still need to watch it.
That was... Was that the Gen Urobuchi show?
Yeah, okay. That's it.
That was the Gen Urobuchi We Can't Say Moe in This Writer's Room show.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, when the first came out, I was like, we cannot say Moe, and here are the films you should watch, kind of. Yeah. It was like an anti-Moe show when it first came out.
I could just see, like, you just said the word, get out. Do you know if he was involved in all of the seasons of that, or was it just the first season?
It's weird. I think it's the first season in, like, the movie, or the third season.
I, for some reason, am conflating that with Darker Than Black. I didn't watch either of them. But Psycho Pass 3, First Inspector, was a manga that was an adaptation of, I assume, the third season, if there was one. It came out. Oh, no, it was a 2020 film, it looks like.
The third, Psycho Pass 3, First Inspector, I guess the third film?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about Psycho Pass other than who the writer was, but the manga is ending. So long story short, sorry that took so long. A lot of manga is ending this week. We also have, what is this called? Yadogame-chan Kansatsu Nikki. That manga is ending in two chapters. This is a manga about a person that lives in Nagoya. Came out in 2016. Apparently there were four anime seasons, so I don't know why I've never heard of this. Maybe it came out under a different name when it was on, presumably, Crunchyroll. Yeah, it says Crunchyroll streamed all four seasons. And somehow I don't recognize this in the slightest. Do either of you?
It's not much of a... It's a very slice of life premise, right? The whole idea is like, look at her accent!
Nice. I wonder if this was like a short series. I don't know if that's going to be apparent just from looking at the Anime News Network page. Because that would explain a lot. I usually ignore those. We have... there's actually a couple baseball news items this week as well. There is a new baseball manga that it looked like it launched on Thursday. Does it have a name? Oh my god. Farm Leaguer? Is that what it's called? Yes.
Yeah.
Farm Leaguer. This is from Yuji Moritaka, who is somebody that I'm not super familiar with, but you know, that's cool. We got more manga coming out. Is this a Shonen Jump? Young Jump title.
So we might get it from the same guy who did Gurazeni, or better known as the Ed Chavez manga.
Okay. I had a feeling that I would, that one of you would know something about this.
Yeah, if you look at Ed Chavez's avatar, it's that, it's the character from Gurazeni who is based on Ed Chavez.
Oh, that's the one that he's in.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense. So we've got some Pokemon news. I didn't read too deeply into this. I tagged this because I saw people complaining about it, and some edgelords made YouTube videos about the new Pokemon and how a quote-unquote Japan thinks it's too woke because they found like three people on Twitter that complained about it and ran it through Google Translate. But there's an interesting feature in this new game called Terrastall, where the Pokemon will start glowing and some will have like mini evolutions. That reminds me of Digimon. Pikachu will start to fly with balloons. Thank God.
That's even funnier. You get like a crystal hat that then turns you into a crystal figure. So now you can be a ice type. Hooray! Evolution.
I'm just glad Pikachu didn't get wings because the last thing I need is a flying rat. So a couple, I don't know, weeks, months ago, we talked about a show called Ice Guy and His Cool Female Colleague, which is just like one of the more ridiculous titles I've seen in a while. So that is coming out in 2023. We don't have any other specifics that I'm aware of.
Got a little promo. It looks ridiculous, but not like necessarily in the great way. Like it looks... I don't know. I just, you watch it and you go, what?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a screwball comedy about the ice delivery man in a period piece.
It seems to be a literal Meta-ish. Ice guy.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
It's essentially Iceman from Wolverine, X-Men, but straight.
So, more Crunchyroll news. We talked about this one, very, very recently. Shinobi no Itoki. That is an anime that is now coming out October 4th, and they had a premiere, presumably of the first episode, at Crunchyroll Expo. Considering it is midday Sunday, I'm going to assume that already happened. Yeah, it looks like they did the first two episodes on Friday. Ooh, I put a lot on this one. Oh, Zone, I don't know, 0000. This manga has had such a wonderful life. So it's ending on August 23. And why do I think this is funny? Because it's from one of the people behind Trinity Blood. And it started in like 2000, but only has 92 chapters. So what the fuck happened? I think
he was just coasting off that Trinity, like you said, right? Trinity Blood, the biggest success in anime.
Well, it looks like it went through a series of magazines that shut down. Yeah,
so it's like, just a cursed production. Got it.
Yeah, it's like Legal Drug from Clamp, except I don't know what this one's about. I think this is the one that it kind of looks like Yoko Kurama. Oh, nope, not that one. I'm thinking of a different one.
This one's about a demon and an exorcist.
Wow, that's so original. Although I guess someday in 2000 that would have been more original. Tokyo Pop also released four of these volumes, so that's how long this series has been out. Viz has also re-released it. Jesus. Devil's a Part-Timer, Kyle's favorite anime, that is coming out. It's already out, but the dub comes out August 4th. That's already happened, so that's exciting, right? I don't know if that joke's ever going to get old to me.
Sorry. Yeah, everybody, you can now listen to Whack Arnold's or Wick Donald's or whatever the non-identifying name is, jokes in English, because that makes it better.
You know, that show has got to be bigger than I realize, because I saw a handful of Devil's a Part-Timer cosplayers at Otakon. And I guess like only seeing one or two doesn't mean that it's a big hit, but usually people only cosplay like more notable stuff.
Are you sure they weren't just, it's like when you wear red and go into a Target and you're mistaken for an employee? Is it like that? Or were they actually?
Well, I didn't ask them, but one of them had like demon horns on. So I just assumed it was from that series.
It was definitely a big show when it first came out. I don't know about now. I guess it has probably had a pickup, but yeah, I mean, I know one con I went to when it was first came out or 2 years after, like decorated the like vendor, like the food stand, like it was at a college or a high school or a 4-H camp or something.
I think it's also a lot more etchy than I realize, because there were multiple like really horny posters of Devil as a Part-Timer.
We're just gonna have to watch it and talk about it on the No Name show.
I liked the first couple episodes. Like I used to have it on Blu-ray. The only reason I sold it is because I sold and threw away everything I owned when I moved to New York. But I had every intention of watching that series. Some Gundam news up next. I usually rely on Kyle to know what's going on.
Yes, but unfortunately, I'm just as much in the dark. This is Gundam Zeon no Psycho, Remnant. It's
one.
Remnant 1. Man, it's such a long title. It is just ending, although it seems like it's been, you know, running for quite a while. And he's done this author, Kazuhisa Kondo. He's done many different Gundam manga over the years, and this is just the latest in that. It says that it's getting also a prologue spinoff.
Yeah, the way that I interpreted this from the outside of the Gundam world is that this was like a side story that keeps getting spinoffs of itself. So this seems to be like the latest ending of a spinoff that's getting another spinoff. But I don't know if that's actually what's happening. But when I read this,
Gundam,
I got confused.
Gundam is the series of like the spinoff of like, you know, out of all the major franchises, Gundam is the one which I think has the most of just like, yeah, hey, go off in your corner and do stuff. As long as you leave like the main area alone, you're fine.
Yeah. We got more manga ending, actually two in a row. X Yakuza and Stray Kitten. That manga is ending in three chapters. It is currently being released by Seven Seas Entertainment, and it's a fairly new one, launched in 2020. I feel like I've seen this one in the store. Let's see if it says when those three chapters are coming out. It does not. But I would imagine in the, you know, following months it will end. It just depends on what kind of a release schedule that's on. Tokyo Mew Mew had a male-centric spinoff that will be ending, that launched in December 2019, called Tokyo Mew Mew Ole. I don't know if this is due to, like, not doing well, or whether it's due to the creator passing away very recently, but that one... Oh, it looks like it already ended. So the last volume will ship September 13th in Japan. I do not know if this one is out in the U.S. I'm going to say probably not. This next one is fun. So I don't know anything about football, so forgive me, but there is a football person named Jamal Williams, and he did a very funny, I assume, like, post-game interview, and I'm going to play the audio from that.
People just giving me a whole bunch of anime stuff. I've been said it. PSA announcement for anybody that's a Jamal fan. If you bring me anime stuff, I give you gloves and anything. You are my first priority. When people bring anime stuff, I know they understand me as a person. Now they don't just see me as a football player. So when you understand me as a person, you get more attention from me. So that's all. Bring me some stuff and I give you stuff. All right. Right here, they gave me some posters. I got them pop animation thingies. It's Naruto in here. I got Shikamaru from Naruto in there. Somebody gave me a little Pikachu Naruto, like a little thingy. It's so adorable. Like, I love all this stuff, man. Like, these fans be making it so great for me.
So I think that's really cool. There was also a tweet in the middle that they shared that he had posted in the past about One Piece. I'm only on episode 122 of One Piece, only 122. But so far, this boy Luffy is a character. Man, he hit Gum Gum Pistol, slapped his arm, and turned into a giant Gum Gum Shotgun. I love it. I think
hell that, yeah. That better one, representation, right? Everyone, anime is for everybody.
Yeah, I really do like that it gets more... Like, it gets talked about more in, like, super mainstream settings like this. Like, we had earlier this year, what was it, Jamie Lee Curtis was talking about, like, wanting to cosplay Nami on the red carpet, or I think maybe wanting to play, like, that older woman character. I don't remember the exact details.
Oh, no, she was cosplaying as Nico Nico Robin. That's what she wanted to do, but she said that she was probably too old, and so she said, like, I would want to play this character, who is an older character, instead. But, yeah, like... You know, geeks have to, or, you know, like otaku, brotakus, weebs, geeks, like, you know, we've won. Like, this culture has won, right? Like, you know, it's no longer a niche thing. So in that sense, I like the fact that, like, you know, like, hey, liking anime isn't just like a weird nerdy thing that will ostracize you to the back of the classroom or the cafeteria, right?
I'm talking about anime well.
No, like, really liking anime well.
Yeah.
And then the monkey's paw curls back and Crunchyroll absorbs another company. There is another manga ending. This one is called Ao no Iris. What is this? It looks like it's probably an idol thing. And this came out in 2021 in January. So I assume that probably did not do super well if it's already ending. More One Piece news. So this is really cool and surprising that One Piece is, I don't know, maybe the only one listed in here that did this. So they set a Guinness World Record for most copies published for the same comic book series by a single author, and that is over 500 million copies published. I assume...
They surpassed the previous record held by them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to assume that means in circulation, not sold. But either way, that's a gigantic number.
Yeah, it says here, it's so funny. It says that 416 and a half and change million of those are in just Japan. And then 100 million copies in six other countries and territories outside of Japan. So if you think we like One Piece here, damn.
Yeah, that was really surprising to me as well. And I wonder if it's because, well, obviously that's because where One Piece is from, but also they had quite the head start on...
they had a bite of gum gum, right?
Yes. But Well, when did One Piece come out? I want to say the 90s.
Yeah, One Piece began in 97. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would have gotten One Piece, I'm going to say 2002, 2003.
Yeah, it would have been Big Apple Anime Fest, AXNY. So that would be 2002. I think the issue zero of China Jump came out.
That was a good time. So big news for Kaiju number 8 fans. I don't know anything about this series. I know that it's very popular. Didn't it get like nominated for an Eisner Award or something? It got nominated for something that we talked about very recently.
And we see it pretty often in the, like, we don't see it all the time in like the best bestsellers, but it does pop up like an issue here or there. So it must be doing really well.
So that is getting an anime, not surprising anyone. And I just thought it was funny, the summary, because me having no idea what it's about, this feels like a summary that I would write. It just says a man working a job far removed from his childhood dreams gets wrapped up in an unexpected situation, becoming a monster. He aims once again to fulfill his lifelong dream. It's like, that's such a vague, generic description. I guarantee you that this is about something far deeper than that, probably. But maybe it is just about a monster, whatever the job is. My mind went to businessman for some reason, but that's probably not what it's about. So Wings of Oniami's news. This is really cool. I did not look deep enough into it to see if we could actually watch this, but a like super obscure documentary is getting re-released. It was previously only released in VHS format, and now we will have an opportunity to watch it again.
It's going to be on the new 4K release in Japan.
That is pretty sick.
And they did put a little teaser video of it that's only 2 minutes long.
Okay.
On YouTube, so you can see a little brief clip of it, but obviously they want that to be a draw.
Oh,
or one
sure.
of the draws for the physical release.
Yeah, that's really cool. I saw that there was a clip. I just didn't have time to click on it. So I'm glad
that
you did.
Yeah, it's nice. And just so people are aware, though, the 4K is going to get a general release November 25th over there in Japan.
Nice. And 4K is region free, isn't it?
You got it.
Although it doesn't mean it's going to have subtitles.
I really dearly hope it'll have subtitles.
Yeah. More One Piece news. Excuse me. So One Piece Film Red is obviously coming out at some point, and there will be an anime tie-in prologue to the film. It looks like two episodes, August 14 and August 21, will lead into the film. Oh, it says the film is opening on was it yesterday? Maybe it was yesterday. Although no, that doesn't make sense because the 21st, why would that also be a prologue? I don't know. It's coming out at some point. There's some anime tie-in episodes.
Yeah. They usually do this, but before the new movies recently, they'll have again, one or two episodes where they just kind of introduce the characters and you get a little bit of connection. It's better than just, you know, the old Dragon Ball Z approach of like, here's a character you never heard about. Go have fun for an hour.
Those Dragon Ball Z movies are the best way to watch. Also, those are like an hour 10. Those Dragon Ball Z are the best way to watch Dragon Ball Z because you get a quicker, better version of like 100 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I mean, if you want it to be quick, but let's put it this way. If you're watching One Piece as the anime, that ain't a priority for you.
Yeah, that is fair.
Said that with love in my heart.
So this next one is bad. When I read the news of this at work, it like instantly put me in a bad mood.
It didn't seem as bad initially. It definitely, as news has come out, it has definitely grown in scope.
Oh, see, I thought this... Okay, so Crunchyroll bought Right Stuff. When Crunchyroll and Funimation merged, it didn't bother me so much. And I think it's because I'm like, whatever, these are two giant corporations. Let them jerk each other off. I don't care. They're dealing with all this mainstream stuff. They're already owned by gigantic corporations. Like that battle was lost years ago. But them buying Right Stuff, like an indie, like storefront publisher, I don't know, like a small operation out of what, Iowa?
Yeah.
That really bothered me because they are, at least as to me, I assume, the biggest online retailer for anime. And now they are owned by the biggest anime company maybe ever, certainly in the U.S.
And this is the most vertical it's been in a long time.
It just feels like such a conflict of interest because Crunchyroll, or not Crunchyroll, Right Stuff was releasing stuff from everyone. And now this puts them in a position where they can, you know, give their titles priority for, you know, advertisements on the main page. They can, you know, give themselves priority for different sales, or they could just never put their own stuff on sale. And so you're no longer getting anything at a discount. That was a big reason to shop on Right Stuff, is if you pre-ordered certain things, you would often get a discount. And they also, the worst part to me is that they overnight removed all of the erotic content.
Yeah, now it's being put to a spin-off site called Arrow Anime Store.
Yeah. I have not investigated this yet. I've seen other people being very skeptical. People saying that that website does not look very trustworthy. I assume that it is because it's being
handled. Let's check it right now.
You know, like, this is part of a giant operation. I don't think they own that one specifically. I think this is like a third party that they're funneling stuff off to.
I mean, the website looks kind of sketch right now, or it's not there yet.
What the hell? Literally just one page with like generic palm trees. This looks like I hit a add on, or I clicked something, and I was redirected to this thing.
Oh,
that
looks, no,
it doesn't look
good. I want little spinning, work in progress signs to know that it's coming soon.
Yeah, this is bad. But also, it's a porn store. Why is it just like, why am I going to the beach?
Well, maybe you're going to
Yeah, fair enough.
Whatever. I also think that, you know, especially when you see a company remove erotica, that also tends to get into like non-sexual queer content. Like, I know all of Sublime stuff was removed, and that's not all erotic material.
Oh yeah. Well, that's where like some people are like, oh, they just put it on another site. Don't worry, you can still buy your porn. It's like, that's not what's upsetting about this. Like, obviously, yeah, I don't want Crunchyroll having this much power. That's a big fucking problem. But if they're taking this stance on erotic content and LGBT content, they have enough power now where they can influence decisions on what gets made in the future. You know, if all these companies see like, oh, this stuff isn't selling as well anymore because it's on some like fuck off website that like barely, like, this is ridiculous. So this website not being built right now and then removing everything from Right Stuff means that you can't buy that stuff right now, at least not through them. You could go to like Amazon or whatever. I'm assuming Amazon probably doesn't sell porn either, though. They do sell butt plugs, so maybe they do. But yeah, this is bad news. And that they also in this now have Nozomi Entertainment. And
well, that's what I was bringing up earlier of like, initially it was just Crunchyroll. So at least I think for people who like, especially who are just streaming only, mm-hmm. right? Like they don't give a fuck about Right Stuff. Sure. It's like, all right, like I don't buy anything, you know, like I pay my subscription, but then of course people weren't sure about Nozomi. And then it came out, it wasn't even through the official press release. I think that
it was like through a Kickstarter
that
yeah.
Nozomi is doing. They had to put an update like, yes, so like we're also part of Right Stuff and we were acquired. So now that's another studio. And of course, Nozomi has a long history, just like Right Stuff itself, right? I mean, they go back to what? Like they go back quite a ways.
At least the early 2000s, like the 90s. Because yeah, you have stuff like early Tyler and Assemble Insert and things like that from them.
Were they? Yeah. They were doing it under the Nozomi label even back then?
No, that was a shift in like 2010, early 2010s or so when it went from Right Stuff Publishing to Nozomi.
But you know, it's just crazy because now, of course, one, this puts Crunchyroll under control of a hell of a lot of, I mean, that means that the way they have like Gundam now.
Oh yeah.
Like all of Gundam. They have things like Rosa Versailles. They have all stuff of, like...
Oh no, they don't have Rosa Versailles. That's with the...
That's Discotech now.
Discotech now.
Oh, that's Discotech now. Okay.
But also Macross is now under... Like, in theory, we actually don't know because those deals are pretty new, so...
They've got Utena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder... if no, probably not. This would have happened way prior. I was going to say maybe it's because they wanted Macross, but that doesn't make any sense. What else was I going to say about this? Oh, so they're no longer doing Critical Mass. It looks like that is being handled by the Arrow anime site, which is, I mean, maybe it's being run by the same people as Right Stuff. It's really not clear to me what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, this is also, I think what we don't talk about a lot is that they're also a major warehouse for other publishers.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mentioned that in the beginning as why this is like a huge conflict of interest.
At the very least, like, I think that, like, I hope that regulars at least watch closely at them, you know, because it, like, Sony's just, let's put it this way. I think that if you look at how they're positioning themselves, it's very similar to how to, like, it's much more similar to, say, like, Apple in terms of they're trying to get, like, the middleman, but then they're also their own product maker. And so, you know, like, obviously you have to really watch out for conflicts of interest in that case. I don't think it will, like, 100% happen. But the danger is obviously much more real.
Yeah. At this point, I might just go back to buying stuff on Amazon.
Like, hey, that's not a solution, though,
well,
either.
You know, here's
I'm going to pay Jeff Bezos, noted philanthropist.
They're all shitty, though. There's no good option.
Like, that's exactly it. But, like, I'm still not going to pay Bezos a fucking cent. Like,
well,
I trust Bezos as far as he can, like, I don't know, like, lift a finger to help me.
I guess the outlook that I'm looking at this from is if I'm giving money to some shithole corporation, I might as well pick the one with faster shipping. But
stuff gets it to you every time, yo.
Right Stuff is, look, I'm mad that they got picked up, but their shipping has been really bad lately. It used to be like days sometimes, and now it's turned into weeks.
I mean, I think some of that is COVID related.
Oh, I know. But Amazon was not affected by that.
Well, yeah, Amazon bought the post office as well.
Yeah, like, again, that's like, I still would not do this. I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, the reason why they did this ultimately is because, despite what I said earlier about, like, anime's mainstream, like, a lot, like, this is still, this medium, this, our fandom, like, it comes from a very niche place, right? So, obviously,
I don't, like, know if that's fair habits anymore. Manga's been outselling graphic novels.
No, I'm saying a niche mindset.
Okay.
In terms of, like, there's a reason that Right Stuff, like, Right Stuff is not a giant site.
No.
You would not think, right? You would think, like, oh, like, there's other kind of broad, you know, video retailers and, you know, that you can purchase from, or manga retailers. But Right Stuff is, like, this is weird. Like, the fact that we all kind of congregate around that site, even though there are a lot of other alternatives, I think speaks to just, like, yeah, I mean, not, like, not a one-stop shop as much as Right Stuff, but you know what I mean? Like, but Right Stuff is a big, like, centerpiece of the physical community, especially.
Well, yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm going to actually push back a little bit. It's not that anime isn't a niche. Manga's not a niche. Physical media, though,
yeah,
is a niche now.
Yes.
That's the niche at this point, and I think Right Stuff has been very good to collectors of physical media. Like, if you look at their boxes, you will never get a damaged thing from them.
Exactly. That's, you know, so, like, I get why, like, Sony did this in that sense, right? Of just, like, I think in particular, people have been complaining for a long time of, like, Funimation. Like, you said that the shipping speeds for Right Stuff were slow, but let me tell you, I've ordered some stuff from Funimation on, you know, in the past, some Blu-rays, and oh boy, that was some slow ass shipping.
You know what's fast shipping? Sentai. I get stuff before they send out the shipping notice.
That's true. Awesome.
Also, that's just a front for Right Stuff, that store.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bring up a point with the physical media being a niche. With them now having this much control, they're now in control of, like, the stock for a lot of the stuff. And if they don't think physical media is viable, you know, they could just stop carrying a lot of stuff.
I don't think that's a fear in the short term, and precisely, especially for anime, though, because despite the fact that media sales, like physical media sales, are lowering week on week,
mm-hmm,
one, that's not across the board. For example, I believe that anime, like, it's, you know, like, obviously Crunchy, like, streaming is selling more and more, but I think that anime is one of the few, like, technically growing.
Oh, yeah.
Physical, like, sales. Like, sales are getting better with anime. They're not actually going down, which puts it against the curve.
Yeah, I guess I just, my biggest concern is that this now puts them in a position to affect the sales of their competition. You know, they could tomorrow decide to take all of Wright's stuff and Sentai's stuff off their website and just take those companies out.
I mean, there's still any money for it. I just don't see it. And because I do think that if they were to do that, like, that would open them up to litigation from both those companies and potentially from antitrust.
I mean, yeah, but do you think like a small company like Sentai or not Sentai, like Discotech can afford to sue Sony? I don't know. It's
You'd be surprised about like a small litigation. They'd probably negotiate it through. Justin Space had a good thread about, has had actually several good threads on this whole topic. One of them was that this is probably a reaction to the streaming bubble bursting or like really taking some damage in the past few months. Mm-hmm. That there probably is going to be a need to have a physical presence in anime.
I guess we'll see. Moving forward, I hope that this does not impact things in the way that my paranoid brain thinks it will, but it's bad news. What else is there? They could buy Sentai. Discotech, I don't think, would ever sell.
So they can't buy Sentai. Sentai's AMC now.
They could buy it from AMC. You know? They could just buy AMC.
I mean, I think it's bigger than we think it is, yeah, but I think Discotech's like the last, or... Yeah. Media Blasters, whatever's going on there.
Yeah, Media Blast. Well, what I wonder, does this mean that Wright Stuff was, like, struggling?
Like, no, I think that it's partly, I've heard some speculation, you know, like, Sean Kleckner's been running the whole thing, going back to the beginning. Like, you know, he's not getting younger. I think he's still working. I think that he is going to be part of the new, like, he's being absorbed into Crunchyroll. Yeah. And I think he will still, like, more or less run it.
But he's been running the store for like 40 years, even before it's called anime.
Right. Well, this is going to definitely like protect that, right? I mean, you know, he's definitely one of the older anime fans at this point. Like, he can't do this forever.
Yeah.
This is going to preserve it and make it an even bigger player. This is just early. This is so early that it's kind of hard to tell how much this will or will not affect things. So I understand your trepidation. I'm obviously... I don't view this as good news either, but I don't think it's a disaster yet.
Yeah.
I think in 6 months we should reassess, like every like 6 months we should reassess what's Wright Stuff doing and like what's selling, what are the sales. I think
Sentai better not get rid of our bestseller list. What are we going to do at the end of our podcast?
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that.
Like, I do think Sentai is the biggest risk here because they do warehouse with Wright Stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't Discotech exclusively as well?
I don't know. I think they might. Considering
that every week that we look at the bestsellers list and it is usually straight Discotech stuff.
I don't know. I know that at their Otakon panel, they talked about why they're letting some things go out of print. It's because they're running out of space in their warehouse for their newer titles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible they're like subleasing from Wright Stuff. I don't know.
I know they've also had issues with other printers and things with Wright over the years with Discotech. They talk about it pretty publicly occasionally.
I know that I have pending erotic manga orders from Wright Stuff as of like 2 days before this was announced, and I'm not like confident those are going to show up, but we'll see.
They have at least said those will move.
Maybe they just set them on fire. It's like when the Joker set all that money on fire in The Dark Knight.
Except this is horny money.
Yeah.
isn't money horny money?
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, I forgot. If you roll it up, everything's a cocaine straw.
Well, I got some better news, sort of. This is like a cute video. So there was a Obon Festival in, do I have it written? Inagi. And they had like a giant Votom statue there from like a previous event. And so they're just like dancing in front of the statue. It's not really news. It's just a funny video that got posted on ANN.
That's a fun little bit of, you know, mixing culture.
Under Ninja. I don't know why I posted so much stuff for this. Under Ninja is an anime, and it's coming out in 2023. And for some reason, I posted a ton of text for this. What is this about? A high school loner?
Because it's from Kengo Hanazawa. He's the I Am a Hero.
Oh, okay.
Mangaka. I don't think that... Did that get an anime adaptation, or was it just a live-action adaptation?
I think it was just a live-action.
Okay, yeah, but you know, like that was a pretty big deal when that manga came out. So the fact that you know we're it's getting an anime, this new series from him, I don't know. I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, I'm super down. I really wanted to read that other manga, and I almost bought it one day and then put it back, and I've not seen volume one since.
But I think the other reason you probably put it up here is because Dempa is just licensed the manga. So this is really good news for them, because obviously that is going to help push up those manga sales. So Dempa, hopefully looking at a big success on their hands.
Well, we will talk more about that as it gets closer to coming out. Here's a, you know, wonderful Chronicles of an Aristocrat Reborn in Another World. That's a light novel. It's getting an anime next spring. And I don't know why I copy-pasted the description, because the title gives it away.
Oh, can I just say one funny thing? Is that this article and the next one, I scrolled between them, and I literally thought it was the same article. Because they... The covers are different, but the character looks so similar. I'm like, is this just like an alternate cover?
Oh, wow. You're right.
I was shocked. But that also is just to tell you of like the state of these weird, it's like, oh, there's not an original thing in their body. Cool.
Yeah. You know, I started thinking as I was copy pasting these is like the thing I think that bothers me the most about the isekai stuff is that the titles aren't very... Like, they all have the In Another World in there. If we just had a bunch of manga and light novels about people being reincarnated in other worlds, but they didn't feel the need to put that name in every single title, I think I would be less frustrated.
Right. It's like back in the 90s when the trailer voice guy would go, In a World.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it. Like, I understand that movies take place in worlds.
In another world.
Oh, damn, another world? Hold up, pulls up my chair.
Hey,
Escaflowne in another world.
If the world's so great, why isn't there world too? Anyway, so yeah, there's also another isekai getting anime surprise. It's called Sweet Reincarnation. And I think that's about a chef. Yeah, it's an unfulfilled pastry chef. So get ready for that.
He dreams of the land of chocolate.
I'm down with that. So we have an anime about what they call sitting volleyball, which is volleyball played by people in wheelchairs. This seems to be that it's like a series, like an anthology series to promote the Paralympics, unless I'm misreading this, because it looks like they're adapting part of a manga for this episode, which is pretty neat.
It's pretty cool.
We got a Chainsaw Man trailer. It says third promo video, but I feel like this is the first time I've seen actual footage.
Did you guys watch it?
I did. No. It looks pretty good. Some of it
looks really good.
Some of it looked like weirdly CG-ish to me, but overall, I thought it looked really good.
I do think there's some CG, but in terms of what they're doing here, there's a lot of money being put into this animation. This is not a cheap cash grab. This is just like, damn, like they gave these animators some money. We're getting some good sakuga out of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, we see it every week, one of the best-selling manga, so it doesn't surprise me that they would not phone this one in. We also got a premiere-ish date. It's coming out in October, so that's pretty cool. I didn't really like the manga, but I have a feeling I'm gonna like the anime more. My problems with the manga is that it was just hard to follow at times, because especially early on, a lot of the characters look the same because it's just a bunch of people wearing suits.
Right. That's something where like hair color and things will, you know, and yes, voices, that's going to help a lot.
I think this is going to be good. Duel Masters. I believe this is a follow-up to something that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Duel Masters Win. That is an upcoming anime. It is getting a September 4th premiere. We got some Mitsuru Adachi news. We talked about him on, I want to say last week, but it was only a few days ago. It was on Monday or whatever. I think it came out
right because of Dempa, right?
Yes. I'm just talking about that we recorded the Newsroom late this week or last week. But yeah, so Mix is getting a second season. The first season came out in 2019. And that's a while ago.
Yeah. Because Mix is, for people who don't know, that is the very long after the fact sequel to his original Touch, his most famous series. So obviously it took a long time. Like what? I think Touch is from the 80s.
Yeah, 85. So,
you know, just took a gut 40 years, give or take. Yeah, season two, that's exciting.
I did not know that. Is this a currently running manga?
I believe Mix is, because that's what, Mix is what we're getting, right? Isn't that what was just licensed by Dempa?
Mm-hmm. No, they're getting Short Piece. Short Game. Short Piece is a series of shorts. My bad.
I'm uncertain if there's a manga. I don't know if this was just an anime sequel.
This says adaptation of Mitsuru Adachi's mixed baseball manga. So there is a manga of it.
Well, we're getting more baseball people.
Looks like that started in 2012. I don't know if that's still running or not.
Okay.
So this next piece is very silly. I'm not going to read all of it, but there was a video game creator named Kotaro Uchikoshi. That was speaking, I guess, kind of generally, but also in regards to their game, just talking about like the fluidity of gender and how it relates to their game. And it made a certain section of anime Twitter very, very angry, unsurprisingly. And the reason that I thought this was very silly is people started to accuse Uchikoshi of being an American, like, LARPing as a Japanese person, because they're like, Japanese people would never have woke values like this, and nope, not somebody pretending to be Japanese. Surprise, people can think independently. Yoimusha Petal, what is this? This is a movie, or an anime. It's coming out October 9th, so that's pretty neat. Oh, look at this. This is my favorite, Tonikawa Over the Moon, also known as, what is it, Fly Me to the Moon, from the creator of Hayate the Combat Butler. There is a episode being delayed until fall. I'm assuming this is like an OVA thing. I don't know if that series is still airing. It looks like a second season. Hold on. The series is getting a second season, and it will stream on Crunchyroll. I don't know. It's not great. They premiered the episode at Crunchyroll Expo, and I bought the manga because I hate myself. Yen Press, they announced some titles. They have School Live Letters. This is an interesting premise. It is after the apocalypse is over. I don't know what that means, I guess. Because isn't the apocalypse supposed to be the end of the world?
We have tons of post-apocalypses, so...
I guess that's fair. So, the end of the world, I don't know. They wrote themselves some letters. I don't know.
I didn't realize that School Live or School Live was an apocalypse manga.
Yeah, well, apparently. Hirano and Kagura, that is something we've talked about before. That's a spinoff of Sasaki and Miyano. We have Assorted Entanglement. I don't know why I put a description here. I think this is about like a... Is this a businesswoman that hooks up with a bartender? Okay. Bride of the Barrier Master, Sotus, and, can I pronounce this? Tez Catlipoca. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe that's a Spanish word, because it looks like this takes place in Mexico.
I'd guess, yeah, it's like a Spanish or Mexico. Maybe like a Aztec-derived word. I don't know, the cover looks cool.
Yeah, this is like a crime manga. So
yeah, he teams up with a Japanese organ broker and they go off to do that
in Jakarta. So, okay. So we're at least in three different countries now.
I love it.
I kind of want to, if I remember, I might pick that up.
And it looks actually really cool.
It's also a novel, not a manga. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Some of these are light novels. I didn't make that super clear. My Master Has No Tail. That's an anime. It's coming out September 30th. Maybe this is... No, that is not the one I was thinking about before. Well,
it's another anime about a tanuki. So for those who liked The Eccentric Family or Pompoko, maybe give this a shot.
Yeah? For fans of Pompoko. Bungo Stray Dogs. That is something I've been meaning to watch for a while because they keep making more of it, and they're making even more of it. Season 4 is coming out January 2023. Have either of you seen or heard anything about this series?
I didn't realize I was getting a fourth season. And that makes me not want to watch it. Like, I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, did you not like the previous seasons?
Didn't watch any of it. So
my base understanding is that this is like a crime syndicate anime, but they have superpowers. I don't know why I wanted to watch this originally. I think I saw a trailer and it reminded me of some other, like Bakano and 91 Days. I don't think it's anything like that, but that is what it reminded me of in how they cut the trailer. And I just haven't gotten around to it. And now there's going to be even more. I think there's a couple movies too. Here's something that's not surprising. My Hero Academia is going to be on Crunchyroll. Why is this even an announcement? You would have just assumed that that would be the default. But they announced officially that they are going to be getting My Hero Season 6.
Getting closer to the end, right?
Closer to the end of My Hero? I'm not sure.
Isn't it like supposed to end pretty soon?
Oh, yeah. The manga, I believe, is supposed to end soon. I don't know how far behind the anime is.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 50 to 100 chapters, but they take such long breaks in between that they might be closer by this point.
Got it.
Noel would probably be a good person to ask. I believe he reads My Hero, or at least reads certain parts of it. Here's a silly one. Reborn is a vending machine. That's a light novel, and it's getting an anime. It's about a man who's reincarnated as a vending machine.
That's the worst teaser I've ever seen for a video.
I didn't watch it.
The whole thing, it's like really cheap CG.
Oh, no.
And he's like a CG fridge. Yeah.
I just love that. They're like, reborn as a vending machine. What's that about? It's about person that was reborn as a vending machine. Like, why did I put the summary there?
Yeah, and the picture is him. Like, it's like a big fridge on the back, like strapped to the back of a well-endowed girl. And there's cartoon eyes coming out of it. Well, he's like, whoa, like I'm attached to a hottie. And it's like, dude.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice the eyes.
Fridge.
Holy I didn't like shit. The eyes. Yeah, I didn't notice that it was a backpack with eyes. That's wild. I gotta say, I do like the character design, but let's move on, because this is not when we get horny on Maine. That's the no-name show. Tower of God. Tower of God was an anime that I think Crunchyroll produced.
I think it's a webtoon series.
That is getting another season. What is... Oh, I'm confusing this with something else, because I think they did like two anime around the same time that had very similar names.
Like Obsidian something also, or Onyx something.
Well, but there was one that was like about high schoolers fighting, and I want to say it was called like God of High School.
Oh, I think you're right, yeah.
And then Tower of God was coming out in the same season, and I kept confusing the two.
I remember thinking of God of High School, actually, as the webtoon show.
Anyway, Crunchyroll has announced that they're streaming a bunch of stuff. That's a surprise. It's a lot of anime. My One Hit Kill Sister, Reborn to Master the Blade, From Hero King to Extraordinary Squire, The Human Crazy University, Chronicles of an Aristocrat is actually getting a different name. It's called The Aristocrat's Otherworldly Adventure, Serving Gods Who Go Too Far. I don't know if that's better or worse. The Reincarnation of the Strongest Exorcist in Another World. Reborn as a Vending Machine. That will be on Crunchyroll. Sugar Apple Fairy Tale will also be on Crunchyroll. I'm a Villainous, so I'm Taming the Final Boss. And then they are previewing something. The Tale of Outcast. January 23rd, 2023, is when that is coming out. I think they may have shown a trailer or something.
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast, Azuki, has announced a couple manga, I believe at Crunchyroll Expo. They will be releasing Red Riding Hood's Wolf Apprentice, as well as Doomsday Cleaning. And I believe these are ones where they're just doing the digital version. I don't think they're translating these ones. Themselves, I mean. Aniplex announced something. Lord L. Malloy and Mahoka New Year's Special. Those are getting home video releases. Sugar Apple Fairy Tale. We just talked about that one. That's coming out in 2023. We have Beast Tamers. Beast Tamer? That is coming out October 2. When I saw that, I immediately thought Digimon Tamers, because my brain is broken.
No, that'd be better.
Rise of the Shield Hero. This, I feel like this has had a troubled production. Is this like the third director change? I feel like I've seen this news before, but they're getting another director.
You're right. It was Takao Abo before him at the Masato Jimbo.
And I feel like season two kept getting delayed, but I've not paid attention to that show. Our Last Crusade or the Rise of a New World. That is an anime. It's getting a second season next year. And then our last piece of news on here. Ooh, what is this called? Ona no Sono no Hoshi. That is a comedy manga, and it's getting an anime Blu-ray, so I assume that is going directly to Blu-ray. Excuse me.
I hope that the little piece that they have, I like the art style of it a lot. It seems like this seems kind of like a more low-key concept, but it didn't tire me out to read it, so I will keep my eye on it.
What is this one about?
Teacher for he's like a homeroom advisor for in an all-girls school, and it just seems like I don't know if this is going to be like a comedy or if this is going to be he's like a
well it says a it's straight a man.
It seems like it looks interesting. I'll keep an eye on it. If it turns out to be creepy, though, I will stop paying attention.
Well, we have our Toonami ratings, and I realized that last week I misspoke because I forgot that we always do the week previous because the ratings don't come out until the following week. So these ratings are actually from when Otakon and Anime Matsuri were happening, and it was the opposite of what I predicted. Ratings went up kind of almost across the board, and I wonder if it was because of the con. I thought that maybe the con would make people not watch Toonami, but seeing these numbers, maybe people were like, hey, we're in the hotel and Toonami's on. Because, you know, some of these shows like Naruto Shippuden had almost 30,000 more viewers than the previous week. That's a pretty significant increase, I think.
And don't underestimate how terrible hotel TVs are. Maybe they just couldn't figure out the streaming and were like, God, fuck it. I'm going to turn on Toonami.
I had that problem. Attack on Titan at 3:30 in the morning got 50,000 more viewers. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, I also feel like hotels are the one place a lot of people our age have TV still.
Yeah. Well, I just imagine that, you know, there was a lot of room parties and people just put Toonami on for background noise. Let's get to our Crunchyroll bestsellers list. Right stuff. At number 10 for Blu-ray, we have Shaman King, the original series. Number 9, Memories. Number 8, City Hunter, the complete first series. Giant Robo is at number 7. Grisaya, complete series at number 6. Genocyber at number 5. Fatal Fury, OVA at number 4. Samurai Troopers at number 3. Superdimensional Century Orgus at number 2. And then Big O at number 1. This is mostly discotheque with the exception of the last two, I think.
I think just Big O.
Does discotheque do Orgus? I feel like that was... I thought that was
Sentai. Yeah, I do Orgus.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think Sentai just got the streaming rights to Orgus.
Oh, that's where I'm getting confused. All right, we'll go to our manga. I think we've been bamboozled a couple times recently. And it's another
simple
bamboozle.
This time.
Dora Hedro is doing the 10, 9, 8, and 7 spot, and then the rest is all Spy Family. You love to see it. I tried to watch Spy Family, actually, at Otakon, and I couldn't do it because our TV was, the audio was out of sync with the picture when we tried to stream Crunchyroll. It was very weird. Over at the DVDs, we have Demon Lord Dante DVD 2 at number 10, Shangri-La at number 9, Demon Lord Dante DVD 3 at number 8, Hosuki's Cool Headedness, number 2 at number 7, Trigun at number 6, Gunbuster 2 DVD 2 at number 5, Haikyuu Season 1 at number 4, One Piece Collection 25 at number 3, Rinne Collection 2 at number 2, and then here's an interesting one, Rurouni Kenshin Kyoto Arc DVD at number 1. What is that? Oh, it's $4.99. That explains a lot. This has been the Gansudamoe No Name. No, it's not the No Name. It's the Newsbroom. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know what's
news.
Going on. We still got to record a No Name show. In theory, we're going to talk about Girl That Leapt Through Time. But will it happen? I don't know. If you want more episodes, go to gonzo.moe or go to your favorite podcast directory and look for gonzo.moe. We will see you next time. Cheers.
But if I see you first.
What? Why? Why are you going to kill me? Or run away?